Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranich. Principal Vogranich, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
So it's holiday season. It's here, end of second quarter, almost here. And you know, in elementary, that's always some of the most fun that you're going to have. And you guys are doing that right now. You have Spirit Week going on.
We do. Usually the week before, or the week we get out for Christmas break, we try to get everybody in the Christmas spirit. So we have different activities during this week, and we have dress-up days. So it's kind of fun to see the kids get in the Christmas spirit with different hats, or we've wore Grinch shirts or green like the Grinch. We've had hat day where we see lots of Santa hats or antler ears and stuff like that. And we have ugly sweater coming up and pajama day. So, Spirit Week's been kind of fun. We also, this week, the kids have worked so hard between the beginning of the year and our middle of year, and they've been doing a lot of mid-year testing. So a way to reward them for doing such a great job and working hard through all those tests, we've been having some Christmas movie and popcorn with the principal. So the kids have got to come in and we've ate popcorn, watched a movie, and just kind of celebrated all their hard work for the first half of the school year.
And that's always so fun when the principals and the teachers get involved like that for those movie parties. I mean, the kids really look up to you, and having them you there in those classrooms watching a movie with them, I remember that being one of the coolest experiences in elementary school. Now, you touched a little bit on all the different days that you guys have this week for Spirit Week. Do you have a personal favorite that you enjoy more than the others?
You know what? I like pajama day. It's kind of a fun day. The kids are pretty relaxed, and it's fun to see them. I don't know. I think every day is a fun day, but I think Friday is a day that the kids kind of get ready. And some of the classrooms do a lot with the Polar Express, so it's kind of fun that they're in their jammies that day. So they're usually their Christmas parties revolve around the Polar Express and stuff, and so that's kind of fun to see the kids in just getting to enjoy the fun side of fun things we can do at school since they've been working so hard on all of the academics.
And yeah, Pajama Day is definitely one of those highlights of Spirit Week. I've heard comparisons that's like the Met Gala for kids. I mean, it's a chance to show off all the cool different pairs of pajamas that you have. So it's always fun talking Spirit Week. Now, let's talk a few things that are a little more serious. Let's talk about the academic side of things. You've had, you know, half a school year to get to know these kids. What are some of the things that you're seeing over at Wellington Elementary academic-wise?
You know what? The kids are doing a great job. We just did our mid-year testing, so we're just kind of looking at all of that. And, you know, there's been a lot of really great gains with the kids. They've been working hard. Their teachers are working hard. The teachers have, you know, they're using a new curriculum this year. So it's been a learning curve for them, and the kids are loving it. They're enjoying it. The teachers are doing some activities that go along with the curriculum. We've had the Olympics. We've had mythology things. So, I mean, it's been fun to see them, you know, get the kids involved with the curriculum. But you know what? Our biggest focus this year has been really focusing on our math. And our math scores in our state testing are looking really good. So I'm excited. We've been really focusing on math this year.
And it's always good to see that what you've been putting an emphasis on is paying off. Seeing those math scores high, that's got to be a great feeling, both from a principal's perspective and for all the teachers who are working so hard on it. And like you said, all the different ways that you get these kids involved in learning, that's probably the biggest challenge that you face in elementary school, is getting these kids engaged in learning and making learning fun. And from the sounds of it, you guys are doing a great job of it. Now, looking at what you had from the first half of the year, what are some adjustments that you're looking to make in the second half?
You know, I think the second half, it's really just about looking at what information we received from our middle of year assessments, identifying some areas that we really need to focus on, and getting our students with those essential skills and everything that they need to move on to the next grade. It's, you know, that's our biggest thing always, is really just getting them ready to move to the next grade and teaching them those skills and letting them learn and have a great time.
And I always like hearing that there's a data-driven approach to how you want to tackle this second half of the year. That's always, you know, a reassuring thing to hear. Now, Principal Vogranich, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I think it's just that we hope everybody gets to have a great holiday and stay safe and warm.
Well, we hope you have a good holiday, too. Thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranich, and we were talking about what's going on down in Wellington Elementary. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.